mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is Thursday, the 23rd day of September 2004. Porter Goss has been confirmed as director of the Central Intelligence Agency, and now they want to make him the head of the new Super Domestic Threat Agency as well. Porter Goss, who met with the head Pakistani general who openly wired $100,000 to the supposed lead hijacker, Mohammed Atta. Porter Goss, longtime CIA mole, your new domestic ruler. It's like Hermann Goering and Heinrich Himmler under the Fuhrer. We've got Ridge, and we've got Ashcroft, and we've got Herr Goss over there. So we'll be covering this today. Also, new developments with the feds all over the country, not just in Michigan, training police that homeschoolers are vicious killers who are about to attack and murder them and other normal citizens in mass. Now, again, I put this in a film I made 2.5 years ago. It's not like it's some secret, but people are starting to learn about it, what's secretly been, quietly been going on. Now it's no secret. It's out in the open. Also, House may revive parts of Patriot Act 2. Well, they already passed parts of it back on July 13th of last year, the same day they announced the capture of Saddam Hussein as a diversionary tactic. Well, now we also have Powell saying U.S. has no plans to attack Iran. Of course, that was Powell also saying we had no plans to attack Iraq. The admitted plans are they do want to go into Iran and give you the new national draft and the whole nine yards. Of course, that'll have to happen after there's been a convenient terror attack. Also, California law signed by Schwarzenegger. No, he's not banning guns like last week. Now, he's passed a law where if you're out there doing stuff on the Internet, you have to give him your name and number and information. California law makes email file swappers provide name, address. And they say, how is this going to be enforced? Well, through Internet 2, that's having a symposium coming up here in, 7 days at the University of Texas. They admit they're going to take away our Internet, force us onto their net, and track everything we do, and not even let us have websites. That was openly announced in Forbes magazine, by the way. You don't believe it'll happen? If you don't get involved and get informed and start speaking out against it, it will happen. Well, to make the net safe from terrorists and to make it safe for everybody, we're going to have to take it away from you. California law makes email file swappers provide name and address. Isn't that freedom? Also, Japan fears North Korea missile test. Why worry about that? Iraq's the threat, not North Korea. North Korea is just threatening to nuke us and has the nukes. Of course, they don't have trillions in oil, so. So this and a lot more coming up. And yes, we have several guests. We have one of the editors of the Washington Times coming on who was arrested for heckling somebody at a baseball game. Heckling is now evil and hateful. And this is all part of the new freedom. It's just like in New York, you get arrested if you don't give a big enough tip or if you chew disrespectfully in D.C., you're arrested, or if you put your feet up on a park bench, you're arrested, or I'm sure you've all heard the stories. Wear a peace shirt in the mall that you bought in the mall, and you are arrested, or wear an anti-globalist shirt in public, and then your boss fires you and admits it, and the court says, yes, we can fire you for your views. There's people on no-fly list who are openly peaceniks against war and that speak out against violent Muslim groups. Well, you can't fly to the U.S. now. It's all part of the new freedom we chronicle here each and every day. All right, all the news I mentioned coming up in full detail and another surprise guest today as well. You don't want to miss it. We'll be right back.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today. Berkey Water Filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is already Thursday, 23rd day of September, 04. Alex Jones here. I'm your host. PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv, the websites. We've redesigned and revamped InfoWars.net. It's got its own webmaster, so definitely check that out, InfoWars.net. We have a surprise guest coming up in the next hour. Then in the third hour, again, we have a Washington Times editor who simply heckled someone at a baseball game and was brutally arrested. This is all part of the overreaction and things becoming crimes that aren't even crimes. So you don't want to miss that. Yesterday we talked about these mainstream news articles out of Michigan that were picked up by WorldNet Daily about a FEMA-sponsored and Homeland Security run drill with over 200 children, a bunch of state and federal and local agencies, training for homeschoolers, homeschoolers' parents attacking the schools, attacking school buses, blowing things up, murdering children en masse. And I've been aware of this for years. Again, it's in my film, The Road to Tyranny. There are training manuals, FEMA on tape saying it, multiple manuals, federal, state, around the country, FBI manuals, Megiddo reports, stuff going back to Clinton, Bush. It's a unified program. Anything wholesome and good, anything decent, they're being trained, you're a terrorist. Gun owners, Christians, conservatives, those that are against the UN, those that make frequent references to the Constitution, This shows who the real terrorists are. District sorry for homeschooler terrorist link. Another article today. Security drill conducted scenario with wackos against education. A school district that participated in a terror attack response drill apologized for using a scenario in which children were threatened by a fictitious radical group that believes everyone should be homeschooled. And again, they have 200 kids there, and they yell at them, and they have the terror drill people there going, I'm going to kill you, you don't homeschool. I mean, brainwashing. And folks, I'm aware of these drills all over the country. I've never seen one where the homeschoolers attack the school bus. I have seen articles about the drills where a right-wing group against public schooling, who's for homeschooling, attacks the school. And they just tell the parents a week before, we're going to have a drill sometime next week. They don't tell them what it entails. And then men in camo and uniform start running and screaming, and kids who are walking down the hall who were at the bathroom get grabbed and slammed down. They put guns in their heads and yell and scream. In several cases, they blow cops' heads off. They shoot children in the face. Detroit, Michigan. Fort Worth, Texas. Los Angeles, California. I've got all these mainstream news articles in my films. They actually have loaded bullets, loaded cartridges sometimes, and more often than not, splatter their own officers or splatter role-player cops because the idiot police they bring in have loaded weapons. Oh, don't believe it? Just say, in drill in school, cop dies. Just type that into Google. Or cop shoots child in face in school drill. You'll get Detroit, Michigan, and L.A., California. And again, it's back of the newspaper, never really hear about it. And we see drills of them going in and putting guns to city council people's heads, and the city council soils themselves, and where they go into a school and make the kids march out, don't tell them it's a drill, the children and the teachers are soiling themselves. This has been in the news. One of the cases that was real famous was up in Minnesota. They thought they were all going to die. Just incredible. This is the new America, folks. This is the new freedom. But don't worry, they're sorry. They're real sorry. District sorry for homeschooler terrorist link. Security drill conducted scenario with wackos against education. And it says the made-up group called Wackos Against Schools and Education was invented by a local government emergency services director. Funny, the local news article, the article yesterday, said that it was from Homeland Security and FEMA. The Muskegon Area Intermediate School District, MAISD in Michigan, said it shared the disappointment of others when it learned Tuesday's preparedness drill referred homeschoolers as the fictitious group responsible for a mock disaster. We apologize, the district said in a statement. The MAISD and local districts were not aware of the scenario. Sure you weren't. And it was not shared with students or parents who took part. They admit they did. Folks, I've been to these drills all over the country. And it'll be a right-wing militia group attack City Hall. And they'll pass out flyers of threats from the militia, simulated flyers that say, stop the UN takeover, stop the warrantless checkpoints, stop the out-of-control government, stop gun control. And then everybody thinks, oh, people who are against that are associated with terrorism. So they're now apologizing, and it goes on to say that a sample scenario was required in order to receive the necessary federal funding to stage the event, and this was one of the federally sampled scenarios. Yes, it is, my friends. Again, we have it on video. We have their own training manuals. The reason I've spent so much time on this is because this illustrates what they're really up to, what they're really doing, who they're really demonizing. Speaking of the New World Order police state, this is out of the Associated Press. House may revive parts of Patriot Act 2. Well, yeah, they're about to reauthorize Patriot Act 1 with its sunset for 05. But the problem is they admit they want to, quote, strengthen it with Patriot Act 2, which Patriot Act 1 makes all misdemeanors an act of terrorism or all suspicion of it. There's no probable cause or no due process. Patriot Act 2 in the subsections makes us all enemy combatants for no reason at all. It just says if they want to arrest you secretly, they can secretly intern you in a foreign nation or secretly execute you. House Republicans plan to revive portions of the Justice Department's Patriot Act 2 draft and legislation to address the September 11th Commission's recommendations to strengthen America's intelligence capabilities, the Associated Press has learned. Again, the 9/11 Commission appointed by Bush, many of them business with the Bin Ladens and others, Chairman Keene, have recommended just total police state takeover. In a draft of the House GOP legislation obtained by the Associated Press, many of the provisions were similar to the draft copy of the Domestic Security Enhancement Act of 2003 that a nonprofit group said had leaked out of the Justice Department in January of 2003. Well, yeah, we have the bill. The Justice Department said that they then had made no final decision on the legislation and never submitted it to Congress. We have the legislative enrollment sheet from January 6, 2003. And we had the bill then broken up and put in several bills, including the new Intelligence Act of 2003, that large sections of Patriot Act II, word for word, were passed. But many of the anti-terrorism provisions of that draft showed up in the House discussion draft, this is the AP, section of a terrorism prevention and protection, that part of the proposed House legislation. Among the provisions are measures on the deportation of aliens who become members of a help terrorist groups. Folks, it makes citizens aliens. Okay. Required parental and pretrial detention for terrorism suspects, warrants against non-citizens, even when a target can't be tied directly to a foreign government or power, and enhanced penalties for threats or attempts to use chemical or nuclear weapons against the United States, including attacks through the mail system. It actually says in there, trying to influence government. It doesn't say, you know, nuclear weapons or chemical weapons threats. I mean, it does say that in some sections and then in other. I ought to get my analysis of Patriot Act 2 section by section and read that again on air. Just to give you an idea of just how bad it really is. A spokesman for the House Majority Leader, Tom DeLay, Republican, Texas, said Wednesday that House members were still working on the final versions of the legislation. A Justice Department spokesman said they had not seen the House draft. Republicans have hailed the Patriot Act. Not all Republicans. It's not true. Republicans have hailed the Patriot Act as a critical tool in the post-September 11th war on terrorism, while many Democrats charge it authorizes heavy-handed infringements on civil liberties. Now, polls show the Patriot Act's unpopular with Republicans and Democrats. So notice how the media acts like Democrats are against it and Republicans are for it, when in truth, if you look at those who voted against it, it's about evenly split between Democrats and Republicans, and most Democrats voted for it, as well as most Republicans. So more manipulation making you think the Democrats are going to save you. On Monday, a group of 9/11 widows went door to door trying to get lawmakers to sign a pledge to keep Patriot Act material out of the legislation, saying the politically explosive material could doom the measure. The House is expected to begin making up the far-reaching bill next week. Well, I know most of those widows, because we've interviewed them, most of these groups are just against the Patriot Act and say, don't use it in our name, don't destroy America in our name. But by the time it hits the AP, it's, oh, widows don't want it because it'll hold up the rest of the legislation. House leaders are expected to take the White House suggestions on creating a national intelligence director who would control the nation's 15 intelligence agencies. The House plan would let the intelligence chief coordinate non-military spy agencies, but would limit the director's hiring and budgetary control, making that position weaker than envisioned by the 9/11 Commission and the Senate. Yeah, the Senate openly wants to just give up all their authority over a domestic CIA. Doesn't that sound good? A group that doesn't have any legislative or judicial control over it. Boy, that really sounds like a dictatorship, doesn't it? The House draft also addresses the other recommendations by instituting tighter controls on birth certificates and creating an electronic birth and death registration system. That's the National ID Card. Tightening up driver's license requirements. Again, that's the federally standardized National ID Card, the driver's license. And requiring states to link their license databases for federal grants. Again, we already have that. This will just make it the law. It's already the regulation, and that is the National ID Card. So the National ID Card going through, domestic CIA, all Americans listed as terrorists, trying to influence government, demonstrating as terrorism, a national forced DNA database of all Americans, everything. And they're coming up with forced psychological testing, forced drugging, building more prisons, building more military cemeteries. Just this is the new freedom. Gearing up for hell on earth. We'll come back, take your calls, get into a bunch of other news at 1-800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. Terrorism. Terrorism. Chemical attacks. Dirty bombs. Fallout. Biological attack. Anthrax. And to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
How do you feel when you pull up to the gas pump to fill up your car? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. The real estate market's been going through the roof. Auto sales are brisk, and they say there isn't inflation. Commodity prices are on the rise due to not only demand from the U.S., but India, China, the Pacific Rim. In fact, we're seeing global economic expansion. Do you know how to take advantage of rising or falling interest rates? Do you know how to take advantage of price movements in items like copper for housing and auto industries, grains, cotton, interest rates, and more? Are you aware that the dollar value of exchange-traded commodities exceeds that of the American and New York stock exchanges combined daily? The commodities markets are a mystery to most people and involve substantial risk of loss. In fact, people can and do lose money trading commodities. Inflation is on the rise, and that creates opportunity in today's commodities market. Find out about options for your future by calling Barclay Financial right now at 1-800-914-3223. That's 1-800-914-3223. The call is free, the information is free, but the knowledge could be priceless. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. My friends, thank you for joining us. Let's go ahead and go to the calls, then I'll get into U.S. has no plans to attack Iran, Colin Powell says. Of course, he said there were no plans to attack Iraq either. Then we'll also get into California law makes email file swappers provide names and addresses. Arnold Schwarzenegger, when he's not opening the borders up or signing gun bans, he's busy going after the First Amendment. That's why conservatives love him so much. Neocon, big government, ultra-liberal, new wave conservatives. Let's talk to Jim in Texas. Jim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call, Alex.
You bet. Welcome.
Tuesday, you had a gentleman on. His name was Jimmy Walters. And I applaud what the man's doing. There's a saying, it goes, put your money where your mouth is. And he's putting his money up, a lot of it. Do you recall the man?
Yes. In fact, Mr. Walters is the heir of one of the biggest home building companies in the world, and he's involved in a bunch of other big businesses. And he first put ads on the eve of the Gulf War in major publications, $500,000 worth, saying it's a fraud, it's built on lies, and he was proven correct on that. And now he's spent $1 million on ad buys in all the major magazines and newspapers that you can think of, promoting Eric Hufschmid's 9/11 video. And I just talked to him today. He's probably going to run an ad with the Road to Tyranny. He's not sure, but I certainly hope he will.
Yes, sir, Jim Walters Holmes. I figured that's who he was. He made a statement I found interesting, though. He said, and he said it with venom, too. He said the problem with President Bush is he's one of those born-again, right-wing, Christian fundamentalist kooks who believes in the rapture and thinks he'll avoid the destruction and the misery. George Bush is not a Christian. He's a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Well, Mr. Walters went on to say specifically that that's what he means. It's the skull and bones type that's manipulating people into going along with that. And then he said, and on his website, he says that he likes real Christians. In fact, he put a national ad in the paper comparing what Jesus would do compared to what Bush is doing.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But I'm just glad, period, that the guy is exposing 9/11.
Absolutely. That's what I was going to say. See, you reach a lot of millions of people. I'm talking to millions of people right now. And you talk to Catholics, Protestants, Jews, blacks, whites, Mexicans, you know, the whole spectrum. There's one common denominator. We all want to expose the globalists. We want to wake up America and restore the Bill of Rights, Constitution. And, you know, it just seemed to me that he was, you know, what his beliefs are on the rapture. I've never heard George Bush discuss it. I don't know how he figured that out. But I'll stand right.
I think he's talking about a group called the Dominionists who believe we've got to have a world government so Jesus can come back, and we've got to have things get really bad. And not all of these groups, but some of these groups believe, you know, the Antichrist, we've got to bring him in. Oh, praise God, it's coming. You know, they think it's, but then they don't fight all this evil.
Right, but I mean, you know, see, I think we have to just make sure we keep focused on the war we're fighting, and then not worry who believes in the rapture, who doesn't. Think the, it's, you know, I just got your tape back from friends, and it's the first time I've got a positive response. I watched it again myself last night. I was up late, and it was just encouraging. It's the first time in over a year that I've gotten a positive response. I haven't had the tapes over a year, but it's like throwing gasoline on a fire. So I've got to get. I don't like the tapes sitting here. They're not doing any good.
So you gave one of my videos to somebody, and you got a positive response.
I didn't give it. I lent it.
Yeah, I understand, but
it's a first. I've given lent them before, and it's the first time I've had a positive response. It amazes me how people look at me like I'm a nut.
Well, I appreciate what you're doing, and take care, Jim.
Thank you.
Look, people's minds are very open now. Everybody knows something's wrong with the world. Something isn't right, and most people that we talk to are waking up. And so, keep it up. Good job. When you first don't succeed, try again. Kim in Texas, go ahead, Kim.
Hi, I was filling out an application yesterday, several on the Internet. You know how they have that survey, that mini survey about your ethnic and race and gender?
Yes.
Under race, for Caucasian, they list Middle Eastern people now. If you were born in India, Iraq, Iran, and other countries.
You know, I've seen that, and actually those folks over there are listed as Asians. Genetically, so I don't know how they're now listing them as Caucasian.
That's what I was like, wow. So what are they, I mean, what is the reference to that? What are they trying to prove?
Well, Iranians are a hybrid between Caucasian and Asian. In fact, they were originally were Caucasian, but then were taken over by different countries. But predominantly, the people of the Middle East are a mixture between black and Asian.
Yeah, but my question is, what is the government getting out of it to put them under Caucasian?
I don't know, but I have noticed that in some of the surveys. An interesting question.
Okay.
Anything else, Kim?
Oh, yes. On Sunday, one of the news shows.
Stay there. We'll hear about it on the other side of this quick break. Then we'll go to Ron and Mary and Michael and everybody else. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You love your pet, and when your dog or cat starts to suffer from the debilitating effects of arthritis, you want to do everything possible to bring back their energy and spirit. You've tried the vet and prescription drugs, but the cost is taking a toll on you, and the side effects are taking a toll on your pet. Well, now both you and your pet can benefit from a revolutionary natural approach to overcoming arthritic problems induced by aging with Pet Wonder. Pet Wonder contains glucosamine sulfate, chondroitin sulfate, and shark cartilage, the three top natural ingredients for fighting arthritic problems, particularly inflammation and pain. Pet Wonder has no side effects, costs a fraction of many pharmaceuticals or veterinarian procedures, and results are often seen in just a few days. Pet Wonder can help change the degeneration of your pet's health and rejuvenate both its health and happiness. Your pet will thank you for the added spirit and energy. Call 1-800-882-3213 for more information or to order Pet Wonder. It'll turn your pet into the puppy or kitten it once was. Call 1-800-882-3213 today or visit the web at northern-seas.com to learn more about Pet Wonder. That's northern-seas.com.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They are playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327. Extension 150.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, back to the calls. We're talking to Kim in Texas. Kim, you had a comment about something you saw on the Sunday news shows. Go ahead.
Right, they showed Bush saying there's a march on freedom. You know how you say there's a war on freedom? He had a soundbite saying there's a march on freedom. And I couldn't believe that.
But what he means is the terrorists want our freedom, but then why are they taking our freedom? Why is the government taking our freedom?
Exactly.
And so also, if terrorists come after your freedom, well, then we know who the terrorists are. And, ooh, you look at the facts, wow, it's them.
Right. And also, you were right about you saying that they're going to have that x-ray system where it x-rays your whole car. They're getting ready to put that in at Fort Hood, Texas. And they said, somebody told me, one of the soldiers told me that maybe 6 months to a year from now it should be implemented, and you were right on target. Where you drive over and it takes the whole view of your car. They don't.
Yeah, have they have those. They have those at the Republican National Convention, and they're going to set up toll roads to get into every major city, and they're going to use the funds from it to build in hardened checkpoints. I have the official federal plan from 98 on this, and they're moving forward. No matter who's in office, and they're going to have hardened checkpoints that scan your car. They're going to search you and your family, and they're going to make high schoolers serve 10 to 20 hours a week out there helping search your cars, training them how to be slave masters. I mean, again, this is out of a nightmare science fiction movie.
Yes, it is. Well, that's what I had to say. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. And I got a bunch of news about the satellite tracker boxes to go in the cars to tax and trace and control us. And it's just all happening. Has nothing to do with terrorism. They were setting up the infrastructure for it long before 9/11. And they said, terror is coming, and we're going to use this as the pretext to put in this control grid. It's all about control. Good to hear from you, Kim. Ron, you're on the air from New York. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
That's precisely what they've done. As you may know, as of yesterday, implemented domestically within the U.S., there is now a requirement, legal mandate on the part of airlines to turn over passenger flight information to the
government. So they went ahead and did CAPS 2. They're going to use it as part of a larger database. Now it won't be, you won't be able to have a driver's license under the new federal guidelines, which the AP said that they're about to pass. Part of the national ID card, you won't be able to get on a bus,
Alex,
a train.
Right. They want to extend it to a no-ride list, which would include trains and buses.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Right, in addition to flying, and your audience must keep in mind now, you see, they're doing this to the domestic population, not foreigners now, but to you, America.
Well, it's like this British guy who's a Muslim, this
That's
famous
even...
guy who a lot of Muslims don't like because he's anti-violence, he decries al-Qaeda, and then now this guy with no criminal record can't fly into the U.S., and they held him in detention and flew him back to England. And you know, and it's Ted Kennedy and it's other Congress people.
Right.
There's hundreds of thousands of people on this list.
Alex, as a matter of fact, I have a publication. It wasn't a publication designed for the general public. I guess it was what you call an in-house publication by the ACLU, which I obtained, called the Surveillance Industrial Complex. Now, though many people and I myself do have some misgivings about the ACLU, I will admit it's a situation where the broken clock has told the right time, at least on this one occasion, is a very, very in-depth and comprehensive study. As a matter of fact, the most comprehensive and exact I've ever seen in my life about all of this, the Surveillance Industrial Complex. The government has these systems that they employ for CAPS II, for instance, has a what they call a black database. In other words, it's not even the records that were culled from public domain, but they're secret records to which there's no accountability.
And they won't tell you if you're even on the list.
Right.
There's no way to get off the list.
Guess what? Right. If there's an error and you're in there by mistake, and it happens, we've heard of the cases you just cited with Senator Ted Kennedy. Regardless of what you feel about the man, he is a longstanding U.S. senator.
Well, it's like we had that former top CIA officer on just a few weeks ago, and we went over the fact that even if 1% of the data in there is wrong, and it'll be stuff like John Jones, and then you put an R in there, and suddenly you're off the list because some guy named John Jones, you know, was caught money laundering a decade ago. If just 1% of it is, quote, in error, we know they put people on there on purpose, that is millions and millions of people. That's
Absolutely.
3 million Americans. And then we have in Florida, they're expanding what they did in 2000. Millions of people are being taken off the voter rolls. Anybody with the last name Jones or Johnson or Brown, if anyone committed a crime with the name Jones, everyone whose name is Jones, this is in the newspaper, is not allowed to vote.
It's a fact.
So listen, we're all criminals now. We're magically put in these databases. This is going to be the new system.
The new system is a system. We are living something like a dark science fiction plot. We are living Fahrenheit 451. We've been dragged into it. And in part, you know what? I do blame the population because, let's face it, we've been indolent. We've been apathetic and cowardly. We've been more concerned with sports scores and so-called reality programs with Donald Trump and a glass of beer and a hot dog at a barbecue than we have been involved with those things that should have been very important to us. So that made it very easy for them to do what they have done to this point. Now, I don't even know to say if it's time to wake up. I think we're past the point of waking up. It's time for us to take some type of action to oppose this. It's reached an insufferable point with this. We're just sitting back and fiddling, well, Rome is on fire. This is crazy.
Well, Ron, it's only going to get worse, and thanks for the call.
Okay. Alex,
I appreciate your call, and you bring up really salient, central points to the true issues here. But long before 9/11, all these databases were being set up, all these roundup plans, all these prison plans, all these forced drugging and forced psychological testing plans, all these drills that homeschooling families are terrorists and Christians are terrorists. And it's your conservative leaders that are helping expand all of this right now, and conservatives out there cheerleading their own destruction. And this is going to be the new America. If they don't, if you don't like taking microchips, the government's going to have terror groups that claim that they're anti-microchip. They'll go out and carry out terror attacks. And then, oh, you're against taking an implantable chip? Well, you must be the person that nerve gassed the subway. Oh, you're against you're against public schooling. You must be part of the secret homeschool terror group that's blowing things up. Everything's going to be terror. Any group they want to demonize, any group that doesn't want to go along with them, is going to have terrorism attributed to them. This is how they're going to do the whole thing. And you know, last night I was reviewing a bunch of TV news broadcasts, a bunch of tapes I have, and I was sitting there with some folks that I'm going to be making a new film with, and they just said, gosh, when did we become a nation of, like, fat, stupid chickens? It's just watching the news, you know, there's poison pens and poison drones Al-Qaeda has. We're going to be attacked, and what are we going to do? And we got to watch everything and do everything, or it's all over. And we got to give up all our freedom. I mean, are we the biggest nation of wimps on the planet? America isn't America if we don't have these freedoms, and giving up the freedoms doesn't make you safe. And then you look at who's behind the terrorism. Lo and behold, it's the very people that want to be our slave masters. Surprise, surprise. It's very, very transparent. And notice, with this backdrop of the war on terrorism, they're arresting people for heckling players at baseball games. They're arresting people who chew aggressively, disrespectfully. They're arresting people who have anti-UN bumper stickers on their cars. They're arresting people who have peace T-shirts on in the shopping mall. You know, all these examples we see every day. None of it has anything to do with terrorism. But under this backdrop now, it's, hey, we're taking care of you, so shut up and do what we say. We're the government. We're your boss. And now there's this atmosphere of camps are good. We need to secretly arrest people for any crime or any suspicion of crime. Internment is good. There's a case for internment. It's just spreading out from there, getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And under this backdrop now, oh, we're going to satellite tax and track you. Oh, we're going to have toll roads to get onto any major street in your city. Oh, we're going to force your child to go to public school until 8 o'clock at night. And we're going to forcibly drug them and psychologically test you and your family. Oh, you're against it? Well, there just so happens to be a terror group that just hacked the computers and brought down, you know, the power in Chicago, and they killed dozens because of it. Are you part of the group that's against internet tracking and taxation? Are you with the groups that are... See, this is how it's all going to work. And until we figure that out, notice the more freedoms you give up, the more terror we have, and then the more liberty we have to give up yet again. But the border's wide open, 400,000 illegal aliens with criminal records released out of South Texas alone last year. It's a joke. We interview all the visa folks who are still being ordered to let in Muslims with terrorist connections, but then you as a citizen are being thumb-scanned and face-scanned when you leave the country or when you get your driver's license, but then illegal aliens are given a waiver by President Bush that was in the news earlier this year. They don't have to, but you do as a citizen. Come on! Come on! Mary in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I want to thank you and let you know that you inspired me to call the CBS television station here in town when I saw that horrible piece on how mercury is good for your children.
Ma'am, are you on a cordless phone?
Yes. I'll switch. Hold on.
It's breaking up. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
That sounds a lot better. Go ahead and repeat what you were saying.
Thank you. All right. I was watching your television show the other night, and you replayed a CBS news clip on how the American Pediatric Association was saying that mercury in the vaccines is actually good for our children, and it causes improved behavior. And so I called, you inspired me to call the radio station here in Austin and tell them that I was very disturbed by that news report and that I was actually furious that they should be telling people that mercury in the vaccines is good for them. And the reporter, I was able to talk to the reporter, Seema Mather, and she said that was an actual story that came down from, like, CBS headquarters.
Now, let me stop you. On the TV show, did I not say exactly that we've seen this nationwide the same day and
yes.
that it is memos from CBS News on High?
Yes, yes. She said
and again, see, I don't make this up, folks.
Yes.
There were memos that went out to all the big newspapers and all the big TV stations to go on television a month ago and say, it's the law, you've got to vaccinate your child or you'll be arrested. There is no law anywhere in the country, but I saw on hundreds of ABC and CBS and NBC and Fox affiliates scanning the news wires on local news stations, the same reports, the same text, just with the local officials' names changed. That's what your local news has turned into.
Exactly.
And the CBS Broadcast Center in Manhattan has ABC, CBS, and Fox all together in the same building. And they admittedly, this is 4 years ago, codify all the big local news stories there. And it's a CIA operation.
Yes,
so what did you think of me making that announcement that this was obviously a memo from on high, and then you say, now did you call radio or TV?
I called the television station here, and I talked to the actual local reporter. And
did you tell the reporter that everybody knows mercury isn't good for you?
Yes, I said, I quoted her two different studies. I happen to be progressive, and there's an excellent study in the Mother Jones magazine this
yes.
March, April, and it's all about mercury in your children's vaccines and the conspiracy of government and the CDC and the pharmaceutical industries and the doctors.
Well, hey, listen, we have the CDC's own document where it says, I wouldn't give it to my child. It's deadly. Millions have been brain damaged. We got to cover this up. That's a 2000 document.
Well, to be fair to her, she did do, when, like I said, you inspired me, and I called her about a month and a half ago, and I told her to look at Mothering Magazine, because they had a front cover article on...
Yeah, no, CBS did a report locally that they originated that said it was bad.
Yes.
And then now they've been told, we were wrong, mercury isn't just okay, it's nutritional.
Yes, I told her about your show, and I told her that you had said that it is there. We actually had to pass a law in Texas stating that they cannot give us immunizations, and she said she reported on that. And then she got a bunch of phone calls from our Austin Independent School District complaining about her show. And so then CBS wanted to do what they referred to as a valid study and an alternative point of view. And I said, how can you say this is a valid study? And I want to know what the sources of for this study
well,
were.
Well, it's funny. Actually, the day that Mike brought that tape in from 3 days ago, it was a Monday broadcast. I aired it Tuesday to analyze it. There was actually the federal study saying how wonderful mercury is for you. So I've got a copy of the study, it's the way they went out and sampled children and said, oh, well, they have vaccines and they're doing good in school. It must be good for your brain.
So
the study was not done properly.
Right. And
there are thousands of studies. This is the one. Mercury has been so studied, just like lead. Everybody knows these heavy metals are deadly. And no amount of lying or new studies is going to show otherwise.
Right. And she said that we can call CBS the Bureau line, the CBS Bureau line in New York City, and complain to them about these so-called medical watch stories that come down the line and go filter out across the whole United States, you know, funded by probably the pharmaceutical industry. So I wanted to get
not probably. Have you seen CBS Nightly News? Half the ads are drug ads.
Hmm?
Do you have that number in front of you?
Yes. If you want to call CBS Bureau line and complain about their so-called news stories and medical watch stories, it's area code 212-975-3247.
All right.
And I thank you for your inspiration, and I feel like we need to take action through speaking and calling these television.
Exactly. I mean, she told you that the local school district complained.
Yeah.
Hey, don't tell people there's a law that we can't make them take shots. Do a report saying it is the law. Okay, we'll do that for you.
Yes.
How dare them? Thanks for the call. And I've said, folks, that is criminal, in my educated opinion, to have newscasts saying it's the law, you've got to take shots. It's not true. There is no law. I mean, there's a law saying you can't say it's the law that we had to get passed in Texas last legislative session. It's just amazing. So, again, 4 years ago, I learned about the CBS Broadcast Center, where three major networks are based together, and it's where they codify local news. Mainstream media reported on this. Very proud of it. And so then I started noticing years ago that I would see, you know, a CBS website from, say, Florida and a CBS website from Austin, and it'd be the exact same text but with a local byline. We don't have local news, people. Some of their reports are local. We need to demand that they all be local. Mercury is nutritious and healthy and good for children. It actually increases their behavior. That's kind of a twist, though. Oh, their behavior. You mean they'll sit in the corner and drool? You mean it increases autism by thousands and thousands of percentiles? Well, I guess in a sick way, that's true. You know, it's like new freedom. Well, if you think slavery's freedom, then I guess we do have all these new freedoms. Homeschoolers are bad. Mercury is good for you in the New World Order.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at Infowars.com or Infowars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Repeat this a lot, but it's important that people consciously think about this. They'll pick up a major mainstream history book, say about the Middle Ages, or about Rome before that, or about England 300 years ago. The tyranny, how government was set up to enslave and control the population. That's what elites do. That's their business. And now we're seeing a high-tech version of it today, and a lot of people are waking up, but many others aren't. It's sold to us in terms of security to keep you safe, but it doesn't keep us safe. There are elements of this system that are carrying out the terror to scare us into going along with their plans. They are the terrorists. By very definition of the old definition of terrorism, the new definition is any misdemeanor or any suspicion of a misdemeanor is an act of terrorism. But under the old definition, it was carrying out violent attacks on individuals or populations or threatening violent acts to get a desired political outcome or financial gain. And that's what the government's doing. Give up your rights, follow us, vote for us, or the terrorists are going to kill you. It's incredible. It's so obvious. Before we go back to calls, I have made 11 films. The 11th film, American Dictators, is now out. And American Dictators is 1995. It's 90 minutes long. It covers the staged election of 2004, Bush and Kerry being cousins, the Skull and Bones connection, what their policies really are, a lot of new 9/11 information. It's just my classic shotgun approach to cover as much as possible. It is a great film that you need to have, American Dictators. Then there's also 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror, my two films about September 11th that I want you to get, I want you to make copies of, I want you to get them out to people. Road to Tyranny is the most effective 9/11 film out there, bar none, because it gives you the history of government-sponsored terror and shows you the motives and then goes over a bunch of modern examples of government-sponsored terrorism. So again, the toll-free number, 1-888-253-3139, to order via the Safe Secure shopping cart. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or watch clips of the films, read about the films, order them via the Safe Secure shopping cart at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. That number, again, if you missed it, 1-888-253-3139. By the way, for PrisonPlanet.tv members, you don't just get all my films or Paul's book or my book or my weekly TV reports or the best audio interviews we do on this show. You also get videos like Anthony Hilder's new 9/11, The Greatest Lie Ever Sold. That's up there for members to watch it in its entirety. Thanks to Anthony for authorizing us to do this. If you're a member, 15 cents a day, PrisonPlanet.tv. Or you can link through at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Take advantage of it, folks. Get my videos. Make copies of them. Get them out to people. Bottom line, we're trying to wake folks up about what's happening. Now, coming up later, we'll continue with your calls. Then I'll get into District Sorry for Homeschoolers terrorist link up in Michigan, saying homeschoolers and conservatives basically are terrorists. And, boy, they're this big threat. Then we'll get into Iran. You know, it's not just our country escalating things. Iran's been making some threats. And we'll get into Colin Powell saying U.S. has no plans to attack Iran. We'll also cover Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's got a new law passed. California law makes email file swappers provide names and addresses. Japan fears North Korea missile test. And a lot more coming up in the next hour. And in the third hour, we have a guest coming on, one of the editors at the Washington Times, who heckled somebody at a baseball game and got arrested. Just amazing. So now your speech gets you arrested at baseball games. I think they've got more serious things to worry about.